This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. People need to come to realization that will upset them, but we need to bring it into the light. Saying the words, quote, "I am a Christian," unquote, or quote, "I believe in Jesus Christ," unquote, doesn't guarantee you a place in heaven. Were you saved? Per the Bible, yes, you were. Are you still saved? That is the question, isn't it? I will now approach this from a different angle. I was talking to someone the other day, and he mentioned how someone said that they were a Christian, but refused to accept what is found within the Bible. Now let that sink in a bit. Now that it has hopefully sunk in, let's look at the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God placed the words into people's heads, and they then picked up a pen and wrote it down on parchment. These pages or parchment was turned into the Tanakh, into letters that were then formed into the book called the Bible. In essence, the Bible is God, is Jesus Christ. And so if someone denies the Bible, they deny God. They deny Jesus Christ. Matthew 10:33. But whosoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. If Christ has denied them to God, then they are not Christian. They are not welcome in the kingdom of heaven. This is why Paul writes this to the Galatians, because they had turned their backs upon the true gospel. Galatians chapter 5, verses 4 through 26 in the Amplified. If you seek to be justified and declared righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law, you are brought to nothing and so separated, severed from Christ. You have fallen away from grace, from God's gracious favor an unmerited blessing, for we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to His will and purpose, thought and action, cause us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcised nor uncircumcised counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love, you are running the race nobly. Who has interfered in, hindered, and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth? This evil persuasion is not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. A little leaven, a slight inclusion to error, or a few false teachers, leavens the whole lump. It perverts the whole conception of faith, or misleads the whole church. For my part, I have confidence towards you in the Lord that you will take no contrary view of the matter, but will come to think with me. But he who is unsettling you, whoever he is, will have to bear the penalty. But brethren, if I still preach circumcision, as some accuse me of doing, as necessary to salvation, why am I still suffering persecution? In that case, the cross has ceased to be a stumbling block and is made meaningless, done away. I wish those who unsettle and confuse you would go all the way and cut themselves off. For you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh and an opportunity to excuse for selfishness, but through love you should serve one another. For the whole law concerning human relationship is complied with in the one precept, you shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. But if you bite and devour one another in partisan strife, be careful that you and your whole fellowship are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh of human nature without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided, led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now, the doings, practices of the flesh are clearly obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, division, dissensions, party spirits, factions, sex with particular opinions, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the works which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even-tempered forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, consistency. Against such thing there is no law that can bring a charge. Those that belong to Christ Jesus the Messiah have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious and self-conceited, competitive and challenging and provoking and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. I used the Amplified for a reason, because many get confused with these verses. Many assume that it is through faith alone with how these verses are written. However, let me put forth these verses once again. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh of human nature without God. In the next verses, we have this said, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided, led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Most that say they are quote-unquote Christian, yet deny the Bible and what is taught within it, live for and by their flesh. This is why this is said next. Now the doings, practices of the flesh are clear, obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirits, factions, sex with particular opinions, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I know many that say they are quote-unquote Christian, yet time and again they indulge in these behaviors. However, note the end of the verse. Those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This means they are not Christian, no matter how much they profess or protest. I didn't say it. The Bible they deny and refuse to follow says. Why? Because it is the word given by God for all of humanity to follow. Yes, follow. Do. Take action to adhere to, otherwise known as quote-unquote works. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. This all fits in with what is taught in Galatians. Again, this is something most do not want to hear. This is why Jesus said this, Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Why is it difficult? Is it because we have to actually do what is taught within the Word of God? Which is why each individual person is required to study the Word of God for themselves. Not read, study. For as was shown earlier, they can come to understand what is actually taught within the Bible and come to follow and honor their Creator. They must also come to realize that it is not God they worship as their God, but themselves as their own God. The God that allows them to live their lives as they see fit, which is opposite what is taught within the Word of God. In fact, what is clearly stated within the Bible? Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? It's very simple. How you desire to be treated by all others, you treat others that way. You don't like to be treated like garbage. You don't treat others like garbage. You don't like to be looked down upon. You don't look down upon others. You don't want someone to treat you like they are superior to you. Don't act superior to others. This is why, when you truly strive to reflect the Holy Spirit, you will live and act in this manner. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Living this way is not easy. Trust me, I know this from personal experience. Striving to seek sanctification is not easy. It is a lifelong journey, full of ups and downs, trials and tribulations, which is why David wrote this psalm. Psalm 23:1-6, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Also, when you say this prayer, you say it inside if you are in the public, or stay behind closed doors, for that is what we are told to do by Christ himself, Matthew 6:5-6. And when you pray, you will not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets. They may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Truly seek to be a follower of Jesus Christ, not in name only, as most do now, but someone who lives as the Word of God teaches them to do. Time is quickly running out to change your ways, for Jesus Christ is soon to return. God bless.
But all an empty world can sell his empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't care if they remember me, only Jesus.